What is at the top of your kids' Christmas list? You can tweet at Petch and Amy or 424-1234 to be part of the show. Depending on what age they are, really, there's such a big difference when it goes from toys to anything else, clothes, shoes, electronics. There's such a difference in pricing. Nike is releasing their self-lacing shoes. December 1st, they go out on the hit shelves. $720.
For a pair of sneakers.
Self-lacing sneakers, Pet.
It's still not worth $720. That's insane.
They're the HyperAdapt 1.0, so it's the first edition. They have a magnetic charger. It takes a few hours to charge, and then they'll be charged for a couple weeks.
That's crazy. I know that in our house, like, yeah, it's like this last year and again now this year, all my daughter was asking for is just like clothes and shoes and like sneakers and stuff. That's it, but not those ones. That's not happening.
Is there a monetary limit that you put on on the gift list? Like,
I mean, for us, like, as mum and dad, I don't spend any more than $100 on me. That's enough. Because there isn't anything that I want. And it's an argument that goes back.
Is that your rule for your wife or your daughter?
Now, that's the rule that I say to spend on me. For Maisie, it's generally kind of, I don't know, around that $500 mark, I guess. Yeah. Something like that. But, you know, but that's all she wants this year, nothing else.
If she really wanted these shoes, would you give her the cash and be like, you can find the $220 elsewhere and get them?
No, because I think it's a waste of money. I mean, it's
but if she really wants it?
Yeah, but she'll want them. She'll wear them a few times, and then they'll end up sitting there and just rotting away with the other ones.
When I was a kid, we had Paula Abdul shoes. They were cool.
Okay.
And it had two tongues in the shoe, and you flipped one down. You flipped one down and it had different colors.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hi, Eagle 97.7, you're live on the air. Who's this?
Hey, this is Will Adams. How are you guys doing today?
Good. What's up, man?
Not much. You said there's some shoes that cost $750 to lace themselves?
Yes, they're Nike. They're the self-lacing shoes, HyperAdapts.
Yeah, you only do that one time. You lace your shoes one time. $750.
That's true, because once they're laced, you just keep slipping them on. I didn't even think about that.
No.
Do they tie themselves?
They do. How old are you?
I'm 24.
24. See, I have a pair of Chucks.
Okay.
I tie them like a nerd. So everybody else has cool ways to lace them, and then so that you can do that. You can just slip your foot in and out. Mm-hmm. I don't like that. I like my foot to be secure. If something pops off and I need to run, I can't have loose shoes.
Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
I'm from Harrington.
All right. Well, thank you for checking in, man.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, guys.
Also, so if you're looking for self-lacing shoes, they hit the shelves December 1st.
Uh-huh.
Parents freaking out over sold-out Hatchimals. That's the toys that young kids want. These Hatchimals, they're these eggs things that hatch into furry animals,
really?
A stuffed animal kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
They have Pangwallas, Draggles, Alicorns, Birtles, and Barakeets.
I've never even heard of these things till now.
And they're $60, but they're selling out and people can't find them. When I was young, the Tickle Me Elmo was a big thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's all. Furbies were a big thing that sold out. So if you are looking for a Hatchimal, if your kid really wants a Hatchimal for the upcoming holiday season and they're sold out, what do you do? How much are you willing to spend to get this present?
See, and that's the thing. Yesterday they were talking, there was a story about the new that Nintendo gaming system that's come out with all the classic games on it. And it's like $60, which is great because it's got like 30 classic games on there. But they sold out within minutes. So, of course, you've got all these eBay flippers who are buying them and then letting them out. And they're like going for like $60. And I would said for like, not older kids, but ones who obviously kind of, I would say, like maybe like 7 to maybe 12. That may be their must-have toy. But yesterday, you know, $60. If I saw one on sale for eBay for a couple of $100 and really, you know, that was the gift, I would spend that, but I wouldn't do an outrageous amount.
All right. So what is at the top of your kids' Christmas list? Are you having trouble finding it? You can tweet at Petch and Amy or 424-1234 to be part of the show.